Well, once again, welcome everybody to another of the Good Stuff programs. You've made it to a Friday, a big weekend coming up here as we get into Labor Day, not that far down the road. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, of course, serving South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. We also invite you to stop by Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. You can give them a call at 605-642-5884. They named their South Room, so check out Yesterday's South 40. Same room with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles. So check it out, Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. We're getting past the super hot days, but I've got a couple more of those I wanted to bring to you. It's so hot, you can't make a chili dog. Think about that. And it's so hot, all chocolate is now hot chocolate. And it's so hot, even white-collar workers are rednecks. This next one was sent to us by Sonia Coates from the Valentine, Nebraska area. And there's a story that goes behind this one. And she wanted us to share this. This was written by a dear adopted grandmother, Katie Troyer, back in the late 70s in Burlington, Colorado. They met when she bowled in a coffee league in the mornings in a bowling center that Sonia's parents had purchased when she was 12 years old. I learned CPR by watching 911 on TV back in the day. She had a heart attack one summer morning during league play, and she was my first save and kept into the medical field. This was read at her funeral and then at my mother's funeral back in 2020. So sorry for your loss, Sonia. This poem, very special place in Sonia's heart. I think you'll enjoy it, written by Katie Troyer, called My New Home. Did you know I'm having a home built? I'm planning on moving by and by. It is to a faraway country. It is fact, it's way up high. The one who is overseeing the building is a very good friend of us all. And when it is completed, I will move at his call. Oh, sometimes I wish I could leave here and go to that home in the sky where all is love, joy, and happiness that is promised to us when we die. There are many loved ones I'll be leaving, and many over there I shall meet. But, oh Jesus, my best friend and Savior is the one I'm longing to greet. I'll not move by train or by auto, neither by ships on the sea, for my friend in the country will send white-winged angels for me. No more tears, no more heartache and pain. When I leave forever to be with Jesus, this old world I will lose, but heaven I will gain. I am packing each day and waiting till my new home is ready for me. Oh, I long so to go. I long so to see my dear friend Jesus who died for me. And again, that was written by Katie Troyer in the 1970s, and I'm glad that Sonia shared that with us here so that we could share it with you folks here on The Good Stuff. Now, the other day, I shared some Southern phrases, and they're not necessarily limited to Southern phrases. You've heard them in this part of the country as well. But I had a couple of other people sent me a few of those as well. So you ever hear the phrase, too big for your britches? I heard that growing up. Don't use it so much anymore, I guess. Southerners typically call their undergarments and pants britches. If you hear the phrase, you're too big for your britches, that doesn't mean you're overweight at all, unless a person is disrespectful. Instead, it means someone might be getting ahead of themselves. Being too big for your britches indicates that you may think too highly of yourself. For example, challenging what your parents say when you're young will make you too big for your britches. So, you might be disciplined if that happens. And let's see, hold your horses. Now, I've heard that one before. Any place that's been around Western cultures probably heard that phrase. But hold your horses. That doesn't mean you go to your barn and grab a hold of your precious animals. This is another common phrase that might not throw you off guard, and it's simple to grasp. If you ever hear this slang, someone is trying to tell you to simmer down and wait. Sometimes people can get anxious and become impatient. Simply ask them to hold their horses, and hopefully they'll listen to your kind request. If you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then listen for it on The Good Stuff.